Welcome to Senior Power of Maine.
Hi, I'm Lynn McGregor.
And I'm David Neely, and welcome to Senior Power. So we will soon have with us on Senior Power, Jane Margitson. She is the Director of Communications for AARP Maine. And she's going to talk with us a little bit about AARP's involvement in assisting and helping us keep an eye out for fraud and scams through Fraud Watch. Jane, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, David. Always a pleasure.
And so could you speak to what are some of the most common things that we need to be on the look for when it comes to fraud and scams used or targeting seniors?
Well, it's an excellent topic to bring up, and I'm glad that you have. Thank you for that. Unfortunately, scammers and fraudsters rob billions, with a B, billions of dollars from millions of Americans every single year, and Maine is no exception. While we have wonderful partnering organizations who work with AARP Maine to fight these kinds of crimes and raise awareness about scams and fraud, like the Maine Office of Securities and the many wonderful law enforcement partners we have, and the Bureau of Consumer Credit Protection, we work tirelessly to combat these crimes, but it's an uphill battle because the scammers are always coming up with new techniques to try and separate any one of us from our hard-earned money. So there are many red flags, and I'm going to just talk about a couple of them which might be helpful to the listening audience. First of all, scammers still love to use the telephone to reach out to people, because if they can get somebody on the phone and start talking and sort of reel them in by selling something that isn't real or telling you that you've won the lottery and that your money troubles are over and you can leave a wonderful legacy to your kids and your grandkids, and, you know, spinning this tale that gets you very excited about that possibility, or perhaps they're calling you and threatening you and saying they're from the IRS and that you owe back taxes, and if you don't pay, you're going to be arrested. All of these are designed to induce an emotional response. You're either scared that you've done something wrong, or you're elated because you think you won the lottery, or you're frightened that your grandchild is in trouble, or any of these things. They all come down to just inciting you to take action in their favor. So scammers call this getting you under the ether. They get you into a sense where you're no longer even really considering why something is a scam. You're simply reacting to what they say. And the best thing, honestly, that you can do is disengage. Just hang up the phone, call a friend, call a family member, call the local police. You can call the AARP Fraud Watch Network. We have a toll-free hotline that is absolutely free to use. Whether or not you're an AARP member, you are more than welcome to call us. And that number is 1-877-908-3360. And you'll speak with a highly trained volunteer who can guide you through what to do. If you think you've been scammed, or you know you've been scammed, or you just have a question, call them and they'd be more than happy to help.
Yeah, and that
but the
number,
point is to do something.
Yes, Jane, can you give us that number just one more time?
I can, absolutely. It's 1-877-908-3360.
Jane, is there any way to stop those calls? I know they had a different number of things, and again, these people always try to outwit you, because my mother has been at 92. We get calls daily, and we have had the people call from prisons looking, you know, saying they're her grandchild, which she has a few of, and, you know, they're in jail and embarrassed, and would you please send the money so mom doesn't find out, you know, that kind of thing. And because I'm always sitting there going, mom, hang up or don't answer that call, because I see the numbers that are coming up. But she is totally unaware. And is there any way that you know of to block robocallers and things like that? Have they come up with anything like that yet?
Yes, there are a couple of things that you can do. Now, one thing that you can do, although we've got to remember that scammers aren't going to pay attention to any normal rules and regulations, but you can put your phone number on the Do Not Call registry. So that will block at least certain telemarketers or unwanted calls from coming through. But again, scammers are not going to pay attention to the Do Not Call registry. You could also, I would recommend calling your local phone company and finding out what options they have. Most companies now, because this is such a prevalent problem, do offer some kind of way to sign up or register certain numbers that you don't want to have come through. There's several options. And then the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, held a contest a number of years ago to see if somebody could come up with a good way to block unwanted calls. And while it's not a product that we endorse, I don't want to imply that at all, but we do understand that people have found this to be quite effective, and it's called NOMO Robo, NOMORobo. And I believe you can just go right online and register your phone number, and that it is free to use that, and that will help tremendously.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then honestly, we have had people who have just simply changed their phone number because it's become so difficult. But the key is not to engage with these. They really are criminals. I mean, don't engage with them as much as you possibly can. Resist getting into a conversation, whether it's over the phone or by email. I got one the other day from somebody claiming to be, you know, working on behalf of a long-lost relative who was leaving me all kinds of money. And while that's very tempting to believe, you know, I know better. But scammers are really good at what they do. And any one of us could be, you know, a next victim. So we all need to be fraud fighters instead. And one of the key things to do is to report. Please share the information. If you got a call from somebody who's a scammer, call your best friend and tell them and let them know. Because the more we're sharing the information and we're creating our own network of safety and communication, that's a wonderful defense against these fraudsters. If we know to expect a call, you know, then we're going to know not to take that call.
Are there some email scams in particular that you find have been prevalent and for targeting seniors?
Absolutely, yes. And a lot of times scammers will send emails. They're called phishing, P-H-I-S-H, phishing, emails that are designed to try to get you to give up personal information, such as your social security number or a bank account number or anything like that. So right now, because everybody's been at home and a lot of people are doing a lot more online shopping, scammers are using that as a ruse to try to get you to share your personal information. So they may send an email pretending that they're from Amazon or another online marketplace and say that, oh, there's something wrong with your account number and we need you to verify X, Y, and Z and we can fix the problem. No one, including Amazon or any other online marketplace, is going to reach out to you and ask you for personal information by email. They're simply not going to do it. And you should just delete that email. Do not open any links associated with it because they could be corrupted. And again, report it. Contact Amazon. Contact whoever the normal person is that who they're pretending to be, and let them know. I got this call or I got this email. I just want to make sure that you're aware that people are using your name.
Jane, this is great information. I am glad, and I speak on behalf of Lynn and myself and hopefully all the listeners with Senior Power, that AARP is helping to watch out for us and delivering value. And hopefully, over time, more and more of our seniors, we are living longer and we're healthier, will be looking towards AARP, even if it's to give something back, maybe to help volunteer. So thank you so much for being on our program today.
Thank you, Jane.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
And welcome, Gary Crocker.
When I was a kid, I don't want to go too deep into my personal history, but a little like Billy, I want exactly the top of the class. I want exactly valedictorian or salutatorian material. And I knew it right from the get-go. But anyway, I was in class in the fifth grade, and I'm sitting in the back row where I really like to be because you can sleep without being, you know, bothered too much. Anyway, the teacher woke us all up one day, and she was all excited. She was teaching about the Declaration of Independence. So she hollered up back. She said, now, Gary, I want you to tell the whole class. Now, stand up, Gary. So I stood up on my feet. She said, I want you to tell the whole class who signed the Declaration of Independence. And I stood there for a second. I said, I'll be honest with you. I don't know. And frankly, I don't give a damn. Well, that ain't the answer she was looking for. She snaked me right down to her desk, sat me down, and gave me quite a talking to. I mean, she went right after me. She said, you know, that's no way to behave in class, and you shouldn't not care about the Declaration of Independence or learning in general. Now, what's wrong with you? I'm telling you right now, Gary, I'm going to call your dad tonight and let him know how you're behaving in class. So she did. She called my father. Yep. That night, my father had a long talk with him. When he got off the phone, he was not a happy man. He came over and he said, Gary, I understand you've been behaving poorly in school, and you're acting numb, and I don't like it. You don't know anything. So I'm going to go in school tomorrow. The teacher invited me in. She wants me to watch you perform. She's going to ask some tough questions. I said, well, that's fine with me. I'll be right there. So I go to class. I'm in my back seat. My father matches in right about class time. He stands in the back of the classroom. The teacher stands up and says, now, Gary, I want you to stand up on your feet again today. Now, I want you to tell the whole class and your own father standing in the back of the room who signed the Declaration of Independence. Well, I stood there and shuffled my feet for a minute, and I said, now, listen, we covered this yesterday. I told you. I don't know who signed the Declaration of Independence, and I don't care. I don't give a damn. Well, that was it. My dad lost his brain cell or two. He come matching down the aisle, grabbed me right by the shirt collar, dragged me right outside the building, put me right up against the side of the building. He said, well, Gary, now you listen to me. He said, I know we're not much into book learning. We haven't been spent a lot of time talking about learning in class or anywhere else. But he said, I'll tell you right now, we tried to teach it right from wrong. And if you signed that darn thing, you admit it right now.
Ooh, that's a good one, Gary, and thank you for joining us today.
So, David, if I want to listen to last week's episode, where do I go to do that?
All you have to do is go to seniorpower.me. That is seniorpower.me, short for Maine, seniorpower.me, and listen to your favorite episode of Senior Power. And now we have with us Brad Dyer of Senior Planning Center, and he's going to share some more important nuggets for us all to consider as we think about Medicare health plans. Brad, welcome to the show.
Hey, David. Thank you.
And I was wondering, because there's a lot of talk about Medicare Advantage programs, and of course, you know, you know better than anybody, but my guess is we still have an enormous amount of people on Medicare that are on what they call traditional Medicare. So I was wondering if you could just really quickly talk about what traditional Medicare is and why Medicare Advantage has come about.
No problem at all. You know, Medicare is a fairly complicated subject. I'd like to think it was easy to understand, but I guess that's, you know, why we have the jobs we have, is helping make these pretty complicated things way more simple. Traditionally, because Medicare is only available in America, when someone qualifies for Medicare at age 65, there are co-pays, co-insurances, and deductibles, which can be quite substantial. You know, for instance, the Part B co-insurance is 20% of a Part B bill, and that's all the stuff you get done at the doctor's office. Those co-pays, co-insurances, and the deductibles are something that, you know, you're left to cover yourself when you turn 65. So traditionally what people have done in the insurance, you know, industry, they're smart. You know, they want to fill a gap and help people. They came up with what's called Medigap plans, and Medigap plans are really designed to pay the co-pays, co-insurances, and deductibles, not your medicines, not the co-pays for your medicines, but on your medical care to cover those. And they're great programs, but, you know, some of those programs have gotten to be about $240 a month per person. So not only do you have to pay your Part B premium, which is about $145, but you've got to, $148.50, but then you've got to go ahead and pay for your supplement as well. And right around 2005, a little after, you know, they started to work with Medicare Advantage plans, and that is a health plan that has a contract with the government, and there's generally a very low premium, a lot of times $0, and that is possible. That's a real thing, because the government's actually paying the premium for you, and then they offer additional benefits that aren't available under original Medicare. So a lot of complexity there, but also a lot of great options to help people cover those expenses that, quite frankly, they probably didn't plan for in retirement.
And so even with the Medicare Advantage out and having been out since around 2005, we still have almost two-thirds of the people in the state of Maine on traditional Medicare. Perhaps they don't realize that instead of paying for those expensive supplements to help fill the gaps, that they could be on Medicare Advantage. But isn't it true that Medicare Advantage still has some little gaps? And if that's the case, then how can we fill those in a cost-effective manner?
That's a really great question. I think it's important here that we're very clear that we would not disparage somebody who wanted to get what's called a Medicare supplement to augment their Part A and B of Medicare. I think that those serve purposes. I know some folks, when they are quite ill and they're very worried that I'm going to have more experiences at the hospital, more doctor's visits, they worry about copays. And Medicare supplements could be a great way to cover that. For the folks who, and a lot of them, frankly, just they truly don't have the money to pay for a traditional Medicare supplement. Remember, that's $200+ per person. It makes it very hard to pay your taxes and your oil bills and all that. Medicare Advantage is a really great solution. In fact, most people turning 65 now, I would say it's so close to 100% in our business that when they're turning 65, they're going with Medicare Advantage. But you're right, there's still some co-pays, some co-insurances. Deductibles are way more rare, almost non-existent, by the way. But there are programs out there that are designed to help fill in those gaps as well. In fact, a company called Guaranteed Trust Life, or GTL for short in our business, is a product that people can purchase for very little money every month. In fact, quite often what they find is if they have a supplement and they move to a Medicare Advantage, they've saved that money. They can pay a little bit to have this additional policy that will help reimburse you for copayments you pay. It's pretty incredible.
And if you have, for instance, a GTL, what'd you say, is Guaranteed Trust Life?
Yes, exactly.
If you have a GTL policy, for instance, with your Medicare Advantage, that's not going to cost as much as a supplement policy if you just had that with traditional Medicare, am I right?
Oh, not at all, yeah. So the Guaranteed Trust Life product is been around a long time, by the way. The premiums for that are based on your age. You know, it makes sense in our business. The likelihood that you're going to have more medical events does increase as you get older. But very, very low monthly premium per person for that Guaranteed Trust Life policy. But the payout is substantial. You know, for instance, a great example here is people worry that, well, if I go in the hospital, I'm going to have a $300 per day copay for 5 days. And those plans all vary, but that's roughly what it is. Well, you can buy a GTL or Guaranteed Trust Life policy that will actually help pay that $300 a day or more, or less if you wanted it to be less. But for what you put out per month in a premium, very, very quickly pays itself back if you have a medical event. So.
Thanks again, Brad. Great to have you on.
Thanks, David. See ya.
With each issue of Maine Seniors Magazine, the new publisher and associate publisher have responses to letters being written, and they call this Marion Jimmy.
From Barry, he writes, my wife wants to go see the major cities in Italy. I've been retired for 5 years, and this is the first time she has asked to go on a trip. I'm okay with it, but the trouble is this. She accuses me of never thinking of her. She says she's been waiting for me to ask her to go on a trip, but I said nothing. If I had known that's how she felt, I would have taken her anywhere she wants to go, but I had no idea. Still, she's ticked at me for not asking. Why won't women just tell you what they want?
Barry. It is not getting what you want that is important sometimes. It's the idea that another thinks of you and asks. We all can ask for what we want, but the giving from another, showing that one knows and cares about you, brings joy to their heart. I suggest you write down some things you know that your wife would absolutely love and enjoy, and surprise her with them. I think then you would be surprised how much she loves you.
Yeah, Barry. Write down, you know, Patriot Games, casinos, World Wrestling Championships, and maybe a nice fishing trip to Chimney Pond. You know what I'm saying? Some things you know your wife will enjoy, right?
Medicare is so confusing. I didn't know where to get help, but I wouldn't call a plumber in Arizona to fix my pipes in Maine. So don't call some out-of-state 800 number to navigate Medicare plans when your help is right here at home. The Senior Planning Center represents all Medicare Health and Part D plans. They have trusted professional experts in every county. You should call them for your free Medicare review.
Call 223-6565 today. That's 223-6565.
Mary Barstow, Associate Publisher of Maine Seniors Magazine, is with us now.
Hi, David. Hi, Lynn.
Hello.
Thanks for having me on.
Mary, there are those personalities that are considered the popular people, and it's very important to cover them in Maine Seniors Magazine, but there are also those people that should be more popular because they go above and beyond. Many have done such great things, and they've been role models in their community that they really defy the odds with their very human spirit in their accomplishments and in their lives. And there's so many of them all throughout Maine. But Maine also seems to, I think anyway, either attract or combo with attract allows for the creation of a certain unique individual that may be a little bit more willing to be sort of out there with their ideas. And part of it, I think, might be, you know, the small community nature, the small feel of Maine. Because when we had, and I know you've done a story on Noel Paul Stuckey, but when we had Noel Paul on the radio, one of the things that I liked to hear him say was that they felt very embraced, yet people were relatively reticent around him as if, oh, he's just another guy, you know. Not like to be terribly overly impressed, even though, of course, in Little Blue Hill, Maine, you know, you'd think that somebody who had their own recording studio or the Peter, Paul, and Mary fame would be like a standout. And yet his feel was a very comfortable fit, not like he was walking around as, you know, with a celebrity chip on his shoulder type thing.
Oh, he didn't. He was great. I went up to his house. He was making me coffee, and he couldn't be more gracious, honestly. Both him and his wife are amazing, amazing couple. And when I talked to Noel, you know, what I was most curious, because he wrote that wedding song, which, you know, is beyond a perfect song, and he wrote so much music. And I remember asking him, you know, what comes first, the song, the words, the music, how does that work? And he said, you know, sometimes the music comes first, sometimes the words come first. He said, but it's that one time when they both come together, as it did, he said, with the wedding song, that you know it's perfection. And that, if anybody has heard that song or has not heard that song, I strongly suggest they listen to it, because it is perfection. He's really quite an amazing guy, and he loves me.
Thank you, Mary, associate publisher of Maine Seniors Magazine, for joining us today.
He is now to be among you at the calling of your heart. Rest assured, this troubadour is acting on his part. The union of your spirits here has caused him to remain. For whenever two or more of you are gathered in his name, there is love. There is love. Will a man shall he and a woman leave her home, they shall travel on to where the two should be as one. As it was in the beginning, is now until the end. Woman draws her life from man and gives it back again.
Joining us on this episode of Senior Power.
My insurance kept going up and up and up and up.
I was getting a lot of mail about Medicare.
I could never have navigated through the loopholes.
Mainers across the state are finding help at Senior Planning Center, which represents all major Medicare health plans.
Senior Planning Center was a lifesaver.
Senior Planning Center did it all.
Gave me all my options and signed me up with what I needed within an hour.
Call 223-6565. 223-6565. Help when it matters most. SeniorPlanningCenter.com.